Settle in for another Adventures in Odyssey Club exclusive.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey? I've got that part. What happened next?
Well, I was telling Macy about my soccer practice. So the coach was looking at me kind of strangely.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "Did you just kick that goal with your left foot?" And I said, "Yep, I'm bidextrous." See, it's not ambidextrous like your hands, it's... Never mind. Are you all right?
Huh?
You seem kind of sad today.
I'm fine, Camilla.
You want to talk about it?
Talk about what?
Whatever's making you sad.
I said I'm fine. Don't you know what that means?
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
Bye.
See ya.
All right, I've got that part. Now, tell me about lunch period again. It was with Noah, right?
Uh-huh. Join you?
Well, there's a lot more room over at that table.
Sure you can, but
here would be fine too.
Thanks, Noah. Hi, Maisie.
Hi.
Look, I'm no expert in body language, but would you two stop yelling?
Camilla, I'm sorry about snapping at you this morning.
No worries, really. How's your day been?
I'm hoping I can make it even better. Just so happens that I need a study partner for history class. And Maisie, you need a partner too. Just think of the possibilities.
Oh, brother.
Nice moves, Twinkle Toes.
Need some help there, Grandpa?
I wish you wouldn't say things like that, Noah. I've gotta go.
What? What'd I do?
Maisie.
What?
I know something's really bothering you. You haven't been your normal cheerful self today.
So?
I just wanted to say that if you want me to pray with you or pray for you about something,
Pray?
Sure. God cares about everything you're going through.
I'm not into any of that God stuff, Camilla. You know that. Why can't people just leave me alone? I need some space.
But, Macy.
Before you ask, I'm not interested in a prayer meeting either, thanks. Way to make everybody happy, Camilla.
Noah?
Yeah?
Eat your lunch.
Okay, now, you said there was one more important interaction with Maisie, huh?
Yeah, at least, well, we talked a little. It was at my locker this time.
Camilla?
Oh, hi, Maisie.
You know that science project on fungi and stuff we were assigned to do together?
Uh-huh. If you'd rather work on it later, we can meet up in the library next week. There's plenty of time.
Yeah, that would be good.
No problem. I'll do some research in the meantime. My brother collects old encyclopedias, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yeah, strange, huh? Maybe I'll grab volume M for mold. I might even get some decent samples from the bottom of his closet while I'm at it.
Thanks. I've been dealing with some stuff at home. I'm not mad at you or anything. I'm sorry I yelled.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. And that was all I said. I just wasn't sure what I should do. Especially after the way she reacted to my wanting to pray with her. Why are you typing this all anyway? Are you turning my dumb choices into a story to help other kids?
Oh, no. Now, you'll see in just a bit. So, what exactly do you think you did wrong?
Everything. I just wish I could go back and say different things. Act differently. If I had a few do-overs, I could have made a difference in Maisie's day.
Do you have some ideas of what you could change with your do-overs?
Yes, a few.
Oh, good. Because that's why I've been typing everything out. What if I gave you a chance to go back over your day and change a few things, make them right?
How would you do that?
Follow me. It's time to rewind time.
One room of consequence adventure, ready to go.
Oh, so that's why you've been typing. You've been programming the adventure.
That's right.
I know how the room works, but how will I do the rewinding part?
Well, it's voice activated. So anytime you want to stop, rewind, or fast forward to a point during that day, tell the computer. It'll go to whichever point you want.
That sounds easy enough. But can I add something to the adventure? Like a secret weapon in case nothing else works to help Macy.
Well, I suppose. What do you have in mind?
Can I type it in?
Help yourself.
Thanks.
Oh, interesting. I would never have expected that.
All right. Desperate times may call for desperate measures.
We'll see, I guess. Just ask for the secret weapon if you want to engage that program.
Cool. Now what?
Walk through that door and say, engage. Once the program begins, you'll relive the day you told me about.
Great! Okay, engage.
You all right, Camilla?
What?
You just stopped talking in the middle of your story.
My story?
About the coach?
Oh, that's where we are. Well, you didn't think Bad Predictors was funny anyway.
If you say so.
I messed us up already, didn't I? Computer, can we stop? Whoa, this is cool. Everybody's frozen in place. I wish I could do this in real life. Okay, focus, Camilla. What do we want to try instead? I should still try to lighten the mood. But instead of my lame soccer story, I'll try telling a joke. Okay, computer, rewind to the beginning. Rewind. What? Ah, this is my bedroom. No, computer, stop. Not the beginning of the day. Go to where I first see Macy today.
Hi, Camilla.
Yes. Good morning, Macy. You look like you could use a joke in your day.
Well,
my brother Matthew thinks he's so smart. He said an onion is the only food that'll make you cry. To prove him wrong, I hit him on the head with a coconut.
That would be mean.
Computer, stop. I'll try another joke. Rewind to the same place. Hey, Macy.
Hi, Camilla.
I see you've got a pencil there. Do you know where pencils go on vacation? Pennsylvania. You know, like the pen. Rewind. A little kid was drawing a picture in Sunday school class, right? And she said it was a picture of God. The teacher said, but sweetie, no one really knows what God looks like. The girl looks up at the teacher and says, they will in a minute.
That's cute.
I'm not very good at telling jokes, am I?
That was a joke?
Exactly. I'll try one more thing. Rewind. Almost there. Just a few more. And there you have it. A balloon model of the Empire State Building. Complete with a tiny King Kong.
You are so strange today. See you later.
Computer, stop. None of these made a bit of difference. I probably just need more time. So we can talk, just the two of us. Like we did at lunch, before Noah interrupted. Computer, fast forward to lunch. Hey guys, can I join you?
Well, there's a lot more room over at that table.
Thanks, Noah. You're a pal.
But here would be fine too.
Maisie, I really need to talk to you. Alone.
Oh, well, Noah was asking me something.
That could wait, though. Right, Noah?
It could, I guess. But before I go, I'd like to say that I need a study partner for history class. And Maisie, you need a partner too. Just think of the possibilities.
And I have a shoe, and you have a shin. Think of all the possibilities there.
Well, I'll get back to you on that, Maisie. Talk to you later.
That was rude, Camilla.
I just wanted to get rid of him. We need to talk.
Why are you being so mean?
Mean? It was just Noah. You told me yourself that you thought he was goofy.
But he's always been nice. And you used to be too. Gotta go.
Computer, stop. Note to self. Don't be so aggressive. All right. Rewind to where I first walk up. Rewind. Hey guys, can I join you?
Well, there's a lot more room over at that table.
Sure you can.
But here would be fine too.
Say, Noah.
Yeah?
You're a nice guy.
Thanks. Nice is as nice does, my mom always says.
Exactly. And you know, I noticed that they've got some butterscotch pudding at the lunch counter. I bet you didn't know that was Macy's favorite.
It is?
Yes.
Well, let me go get some.
You don't have to do that.
No, I insist. I'll be right back.
What was that about?
I just wanted to be alone for a minute. How are you doing, Macy?
So-so, I guess.
Nice moves, Twinkle Toes.
Need some help there, Grandpa?
I wish you wouldn't say things like that. Doesn't he know that... Gotta go.
Wait. Let's talk for a few minutes.
Maybe later. I'm not feeling very well right now.
Can we, maybe pray before you go?
What? No. I'm not into any of that God stuff, Camilla. You know that.
Computer, stop. I'm acting too unsure of myself. That's what's scaring her off. Computer, go back just a few seconds. Let me try that again.
I'm not feeling very well right now.
Let's lift that up to God.
What? No. I'm not into any of that God stuff, Camilla.
Computer, rewind. Again.
I'm not feeling very well right now.
I hear prayer can be cool.
You are strange.
Rewind.
Let me pray. Lord!
Shh! Quiet! I'm not with her!
Computer, stop. Man, I'm really awful at this. I should try something different. Computer, back up to when Noah was leaving.
I'll be right back.
What was that about?
Excuse me just a minute, Macy. Hey, you! Kid with a plate of potatoes!
Me?
Yeah, you! Watch where you're going or you'll trip right over that chair.
This chair?
Yeah, that one. Right there in front of you.
Oh, thanks.
My pleasure. So anyway, now that there aren't any distractions, how are you doing today?
I'm so-so, I guess.
You know, sometimes things bother me too. Everything from having too much homework to hearing my parents fight.
Really?
Yeah, but there are things in the Bible that help me. Like, there's this one verse that says, "Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commandments give me delight." That means that when I'm all stressed out... Oh, come on! Did you just learn to walk?
You know, Camilla!
Sorry!
Is he okay?
I just want a few seconds of peace to fix whatever's wrong with you!
What's wrong with me?
That didn't come out right.
You're the one with the problem, Camilla! I've gotta go!
Wait, this all happened because I'm trying to figure out the best way to help you.
I never asked you to! Just leave me alone!
Oh, computer, stop. This is so frustrating. Maybe I just don't know the right things to say. I guess it's time to pull out all the stops. Computer, rewind to where I first come in and implement the secret weapon.
Rewind.
Hey, guys. Macy?
Yeah?
I've got something for you. Something big. Come on in, everybody.
What's going on, Camilla?
I wanted you to see that you're important to a lot of people.
You got a marching band?
Yep, and the cheerleading squad.
This is incredible.
But there's more. Send in the elephants.
Elephants?
Elephants.
Camilla, why are you doing this?
Sometimes life can get us down, but I wanted you to know that God is bigger than your problems. So much bigger.
This is really embarrassing.
I know. What?
How could you do this? I thought you were my friend!
I am!
I'm leaving!
Stop! Stop the noise! Computer, stop everything! It didn't work. I can't do anything to help Maisie feel better, can I? No matter what I do, no matter how hard I try, nothing I do will help. Nothing! I couldn't even make elephants fun.
Oh, no, I'm sure it was a noble effort.
So what? I went through all of that just to find out that all I could have done was mess things up worse. That there were no better choices to make.
No, not at all. There were lots of things you could have done that might have seemed better. But that doesn't necessarily mean they would have been better. It's impossible for us to see the big picture in life like God does.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, the fact is, we can't control the situations around us or know the perfect solution, Camilla, even if we try. Life is messy, and there's really nothing perfect in it outside of God.
So, how can I know if I'm doing things right? Why can't God just tell me what's the best thing to do?
We have all asked that same question at some point. But I think God does something even better.
What?
Well, he guides us, prepares us, helps us love others. And then he sends us out to be the best us we can be. Not to be perfect, but to do our very best. And after we do that, we have to trust that God will manage the rest.
So anything I could have done was pointless?
No, no. The things you do are very important. For friends like Maisie, for your family, for the whole of Odyssey.
I hope so.
But you have to realize, Camilla, that you can't do anything for Maisie that could possibly be better than what God has planned for her.
So what do I do now?
Well, have you been praying about all this? I mean, praying for Maisie?
Yes. A lot.
And have you had any sense of what God may still want you to do?
Not really. I keep thinking of the Bible verse that says something about if somebody forces you to go a mile, then you should go two. But I don't see how that applies to this.
You don't?
No, unless it means sort of like stick to it, you know?
I do. Never give up hoping, Camilla, and keep on loving and helping as opportunity allows.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
You're very welcome.
Mom! Camilla Parker's here!
Hi, Camilla!
Hi, Mrs. Foster! Sorry for just showing up like this, Macy. I was walking and ended up here.
I'm glad you came. I've been thinking a lot about you. I want to apologize for being so weird yesterday.
No, you were having a hard day. I just want you to know that if you or your family need anything, I'm always available. Really.
It's my grandfather.
What?
That's why I was so messed up. I've always been close with my grandparents. My grandma passed away earlier this year, and now Papa doesn't remember me.
He doesn't remember you?
It was sudden. The doctor said he has Alzheimer's. He's forgotten everybody. And they don't know if he'll ever... I should have just told you yesterday. But I felt like crying all day.
I'm sorry.
I'm doing better today, thanks.
Hey, if I said the wrong things yesterday...
No. You were great. You were being a good friend.
Has someone... Has someone seen my socks?
Oh, Pop-Pop. I'll help you. Huh.
Is this your granddad?
Yeah. Pop-Pop lives with us. We keep his room down here where the study used to be.
What is this?
He's really nice. Just doesn't remember anybody.
I can't find my socks.
It's okay, Pop-Pop. I'll find them. This is my friend Camilla.
Oh, hello. Well, aren't I lucky to have two lovely young visitors? What were your names again?
I'm Maisie, and this is Camilla.
Ah, I'm George. Sorry, my things are all scattered. I was just getting ready for church, and I can't find my socks.
Pop-Pop, we're not going to church.
Well, we're not. But, you know, I was certain. I felt like I needed...
It's okay, Pop-Pop.
Well, I need someone to pray. I need prayer. We need to go to church.
No, Pop-Pop.
I can pray. That's all right.
Will you?
Sure.
Can we hold hands? We always do that.
Yes, we can. Go ahead, Camilla.
Okay. Dear God, thank you for Maisie's grandpa.
George.
Thank you for George and for all he means to Maisie. I pray that you can give him your blessing. Put your healing hand on him. Thank you for your love, for your faithfulness.
Yes, yes, faithfulness. My Edith sings that. Oh, What a beautiful voice.
That's Grandma's name. Do you remember Grandma?
How could I forget? Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. What a song. Edith always sings that to the little ones when they get into bed. Little Junie and Maisie.
That's me. You remember Maisie? That's me, Pop-Pop.
No, Maisie's only a little thing. No more than three, she...
It's me. It's me, Pop-Pop.
Maisie?
Yes, I'm Maisie. I've grown up.
Oh, you have. Lord, bless you. You're a big girl now. Oh, such a blessing. Give me a hug, Maisie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love you.
I love you too, child. Look at you. Beautiful like your mama when she was your age. I can't get over it. Let me take a picture to put in my scrapbook. I have a camera somewhere.
It's on your dresser.
Oh, I'll get it.
This is wonderful. So special. Even if it's just for a little while.
It's incredible.
Thank you, Camilla.
Me? I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. You were... you.
I like what Witt said about God being in control of everything. Sometimes we think we're in control and that we could make things better by our own words or actions. But the Bible reminds us that only God is truly in control. In Job 42:2, Job says to God, "You can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted." It's normal to be concerned about our friends and the things they're going through. But we should always remember that as much as we care about our friends, God cares about them much more. In Matthew 10, Jesus says, "Aren't two sparrows sold for a penny? And yet not one of them can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. The very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than many sparrows." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Rewinding the Big Picture was written by Bob Hoos and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Lily Mae Stewart, Justine Huxley, Monty Markham, and Garrett McQuaid. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.